Hello, Reds. It's the Three Strikes Show.
Hey.
And that is the third time I've tried to say that intro. And this time, we've made it. You've got me, Gareth Roberts. You've got Andy Bell. You've got Mo Stewart. And you've got Andy Heaton. I'm going to talk about three topics in football right now that people are talking about. And number one is half-time interviews. This is the idea, which has been proposed before. It was it came up during the pandemic, and then it was swiftly brushed away. But it's re-emerged, and it's the idea that there will be half-time interviews with managers and coaching staff as part of live television broadcasts of the Premier League from next season. The Daily Mail, I know, they claim that proposals for half-time interviews have already been sent to top-flight clubs and that the 20 clubs are set to vote on the plans at their annual general meeting in June. Under the proposals, interviews would be limited to 5 a season per individual manager or coach, and meanwhile, those who are losing at half-time would not be approached for interview. According to the report, the plans have been given a warm reception by media departments at Premier League clubs. Such interviews, of course, already take place in sports in America, where, you know, it's much more open and they're in the changing rooms and there's a culture generally of going behind the scenes, talking to the players, talking to the managers, etc., etc., etc. And Mo, you're a big fan of United States sport.
Yes.
But it's fair to say that despite many steps towards Americanization, if you like, compared to what it used to be like in this country, there is still a cultural difference, both in terms of the sports themselves and how the media covers them. So what do you think of this?
There is a difference. There is becoming a narrowing, though, but the narrowing is the wrong side for this idea, because I think in America they're starting to get a little bit, well, not so much sick of it, but the players themselves don't like it.